The USMCA or NAFTA 2.0, however you'd like to refer to it, is an extremely important trade deal that is a redo, if you will, of the trade deal put together during the Clinton administration. And the United States-Mexico-Canada deal has been crafted over the last couple of years, something that many said Donald Trump could not oversee. He couldn't get it done. But in fact, he did. And the USMCA is sitting there now, tentatively approved by Mexico, tentatively approved by Canada, the Democrats in Congress doing nothing with it. And now there's a great complicating factor because yesterday, in a bit of a surprise move, the president decided to put 5% tariffs on importation of Mexican goods to get the Mexican government's attention and say, listen, we need to get control of the southern border. We need to have you as an active partner to help us stem the flow of illegals that are flooding into our country at a rate we have never seen before. And so the president went out and said he will impose by June the 10th a 5% tariff on Mexican goods, and it will change a lot of things about how that relationship is ongoing at this moment. Plus, it could certainly impact the USMCA and whether it gets ratified by all parties. So the president ratcheting up the intensity of those conversations, if you will, by going to this tariff move. What will happen? We'll keep an eye on it, but it's extremely important because the tariffs show just how serious this president is. These tariffs show just how serious this administration is when it comes to controlling illegal aliens at the southern border and their influx, because just yesterday near El Paso, more than 1,000 illegals captured at one point, at one time in the country, in the middle of the night, caught in one place. And then they say, we want asylum. And do you know what happens then? Here's what happens. They're brought in, they're processed. They claim asylum, which 95% plus of those are bogus claims of asylum. But then they're sent off into the country. And they go off to Missouri and Montana and Maine and wherever they head off to. And then they wait for their court date, which can take as long as 5 years, usually at least 2 years, as long as 5 years, that they just go away. And do they come back? Some do. Many do not. And there's the problem of having all these people claim asylum. It just doesn't make sense. It's bad for the country, and it's bad for what we're doing. So we'll keep an eye on what the president is going to do with that 5% tariff, but a big move, and it could impact USMCA conversations. We'll find out. In the meantime, it doesn't really matter unless the Democrats actually decide to do something, anything, besides attack the president. Speaking of the follow-up to the president's investigation, if you will, the Bob Mueller investigation, there are those out there, liberals out there, that say Bob Mueller is far afield, way out of line. In fact, one of those folks, Alan Dershowitz, of course, you know who he is, Alan Dershowitz, professor emeritus from Harvard, longtime law school professor at Harvard, well-known, part of the Dream Team back in the day. He has defended Mueller for the last 2 years. You know, solid guy, reputable guy, a guy of great character. Well, Alan Dershowitz, after watching the performance here a couple of days ago of Bob Mueller in front of the cameras, he doesn't feel that way anymore. In fact, not at all. Bite number two. Go.
When he said, quote, if we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so. That was absolutely inappropriate for him to say. It was worse than anything that Comey said when he exonerated Hillary Clinton and then said, but she engaged in extremely careless conduct. Everybody condemned that. This is much, much worse. And it does show that he had a motive to help the Democrats here. There's no other possible motive why he would have gone out of his way to say that. He could have easily said the opposite. If we had confidence that the president didn't commit a crime, we would have said it. If we had confidence that he committed a crime, we would have said it. But no, he emphasized only the possibility the president might have committed a crime. That went well beyond his authority as special counsel.
And what he said there, the takeaway for me in that, the most important thing is, he says that Bob Mueller was in the tank for the Democrats. He had a motive. He had to have a motive to do that. And he says that Bob Mueller was in the tank. And so it takes me back to all of these people, all of the Democrats and all of the handmaidens that they have in the national media who are saying, well, Bob Mueller's a Republican, so therefore this will be fair. Bob Mueller's a Republican, and so what? So is Jeb Bush. So is George W. Bush. They voted for somebody else for president. Bill Kristol is a conservative Republican, allegedly. Though he may have lost his mind along the way, he also is a never-Trumper. Plenty of never-Trump Republicans. And it's clear that Bob Mueller appears to be one of those based on what he said, how he conducted himself. And you look what Alan Dershowitz has to say. He is a guy who clearly had a motive, went well beyond what he should have done, doesn't have the evidence, because if he did have the evidence, we would know it. We have the 448-page report. It's all there. You can read it. I can read it. And the redactions almost entirely deal with the Russian entity IRA. It has nothing at all to do with the president or his inner circle or his administration or the campaign team. None of it. It has to do with Russians. So what has been redacted, because you hear the Democrats talking about, we need to have the unredacted report. We need to have that now. And the fact of the matter is, we already have everything that's relevant. And the Democrats know that. And you know that. And I know that. But they have to cling to some talking point. And the talking point is, yeah, but there's redactions. Well, yeah, they're required by federal law. You can't release what's testified to in front of a grand jury, for example. There are certain things that cannot be released by federal law. And the Democrats, no, we must have the entire unredacted report. Though it changes nothing. They know it. We know it. You know it. At any rate, it's a Friday, and that's good news, isn't it? Right? It's a Friday. I like that. 25 after. It's the Steve Gerber Show.